The scripture reading this morning is Psalm 91. Psalm 91. We'll read the entire psalm. Living in the Most High's shelter, camping in the Almighty's shade, I say to the Lord, You are my refuge, my stronghold. You are my God, the one I trust. God will save you from the hunter's trap and from deadly sickness. God will protect you with his pinions. You'll find refuge under his wings. His faithfulness is a protective shield. Don't be afraid of terrors at night, arrows that fly in daytime, or sickness that prowls in the dark, destruction that ravages at noontime. Even if 1,000 people fall dead next to you, 10,000 right beside you, it won't happen to you. Just look with your eyes and you will see the wicked punished. Because you've made the Lord my refuge, the Most High, your place of residence, no evil will happen to you. No disease will come close to your tent. Because he will order his angels to help you, to protect you wherever you go. They will carry you in their own hands so you don't bruise your foot on a stone. You'll march on top of lions and vipers. You'll trample young lions and serpents underfoot. God says, Because you're devoted to me, I'll rescue you. I'll protect you because you know my name. Whenever you cry out to me, I'll answer. I'll be with you in troubling times. I'll save you and glorify you. I'll fill you full with old age. I'll show you my salvation. This is the word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God. It is the writer of Ecclesiastes who tells us there is a season for everything. Everything under the sun. A time to mourn and a time to dance. We are those who have known both over our lifetimes, and experience teaches us that we are mistaken to assume that having endured one season, that is the last we will see of it. As sure as spring follows this winter, seasons will continue to flow, carrying us back to winter once again. So it is with seasons of mourning and dancing, with seasons of sorrow and joy, seasons of dying and new birth. How do we acclimate ourselves to the changing seasons of life? The Hebrew people found their happy Zion songs unseasonal. Sitting alongside Babylon's rivers, on the banks they cried and cried, remembering happier seasons. Alongside the quaking aspens, they stacked their unplayed harps. Lest our happy songs fall silent and our harps of hope go unplayed in seasons of trouble, let us raise our songs of assurance that God is ever present with us. Psalm 91 is such a song. Now, there are more than a few who would read the words of Psalm 91 and make reckless interpretations of them. It all seems to have started with, Satan, who in the gospel account of the temptations of Christ tempted Jesus to jump from the pinnacle of the temple by citing the promise of this very psalm, namely that God will send angels to deliver you and help you, to protect you lest you bruise your foot on a stone. Jesus' response that day in the wilderness was that the words of this beautiful psalm call us not to test God, but rather to trust God. From whose perspective, I ask you, shall we interpret this psalm? Satan's or Jesus? I suggest that we hear this psalm as Jesus heard it, not as an invitation to test God, but a faithful and abiding assurance that we can trust God in and through all dangers that come our way, including, but not limited to, whatever troubling season might befall us next. You see, the fact that we find ourselves in perilous seasons does not indicate that God cannot be trusted. It does not indicate that what we are facing is beyond the scope and concern of God. It does not indicate that we are not among those for whom God cares. In fact, our frailty and need sets us in company with those who have cried in their seasons like we cry in ours, with those whose cry God heard, with those who arrived at a season of rejoicing because they experienced the abiding presence of God and shelter of God throughout their own stormy seasons of life. If we look closely enough at this psalm, seeing beyond what we want to see, we see more clearly the call to trust in God through all seasons. Clint McCann, a leading scholar on the Psalms, points out that Psalm 91 concludes with what is called a divine speech in verses 14 through 16. Hear those verses again. God says, "Because you are devoted to me, I'll rescue you. I'll protect you because you know my name. Whenever you cry out to me, I'll answer. I'll be with you in troubling times. I'll save you and glorify you. I'll fill you with old age. I'll show you my salvation." Divine speech, the word of God for the people of God, if you will. When unpacked, something interesting becomes noticeable in these verses, in this divine speech. The promises of God, which are set forth in these verses, are stated in phrases using seven verbs, seven being a representation of wholeness or fullness. But there is yet another element in this promise of God. It is tucked in the middle and stands as the only verse in the promise, the only phrase, the only promise that doesn't rely on the use of a verb. It is found in verse 15. And the literal translation is as follows: "With him am I in trouble." The divine promise assumes the existence of trouble and opposition. In short, the deliverance, the salvation, the satisfaction that God promises, these do not mean a carefree, unopposed life. Rather, those who fully entrust themselves to God experience deliverance, salvation and satisfaction in the midst of opposition and trouble. In her poem, Sylvia Purdy questions our fantasy of what God might be: a bodyguard God, a helicopter parent God, a bubble wrap God. We know from experience that is not who God is, nor is that how God responds to us in times of need. Saints through the ages would attest to that. Purdy writes, "Doesn't sound like my God. Doesn't sound like my life, or Peter's or Paul's. Nor does it even sound like the God of Psalm 91. Not really. But if not a bubble wrap God, then what kind of shelter and protection might we be called to trust God to provide through seasons of despair and danger? Let us think today about the image of God that the psalmist paints upon the canvas of our troubled souls with the words of verse 4. "You'll find refuge under God's wings, God's faithfulness as a protective shield. The shelter in which we are to trust is the safety beneath the wings of God. The God in whom we trust is not a bubble wrap God, but rather a feather wrap God." In The Healing Wisdom of Birds, Leslie Morrison offers us some interesting feather facts. She tells us that feathers are unique and magnificent things to behold, and they provide a wide range of functions in order to ensure the survival of each bird species, from insulation and flight to landing and diving. The airy ineffability of a feather is a powerful symbol of truth and its vulnerability. They are enduring images of simplicity, lightness, and effortlessness. That's feathers in general. But wing feathers, Listen to this. She says, wing feathers along with tail feathers are the most important feathers used in flight. These feathers are most often used in healing ceremonies because of their strength and power in controlling the air element. They are used for channeling energy into the area of the body that most needs healing. And what about that whole air element thing? Is that just Morrison out there on some New Age hippie kind of trip? I don't think so. Think about it. It is air that sustains our physical lives. We must have air to breathe, and we must breathe to live. But breath is more than a physiological function. It represents an interior spiritual dimension of life. Humankind was nothing but a hunk of dirt until the breath of God was breathed forth, and we became living souls. Breath, called by many names, pneuma, ruach, hana, kai, nafas, is the divine energy recognized across all faith traditions. So, where were we again? Last time I checked, the psalmist had left us feather-wrapped beneath the wings of God. Now we can see those feathers with a new awareness. Now we can see hope for survival. We see a symbol of truth and its vulnerability. We see wing feathers that channel the element of air to the part of our body that needs healing. Here, beneath the wing feathers of God, our spirits can breathe. We can breathe in the fullness of God. That sounds like it's better than a bubble wrap God. It's hard to breathe when you're wrapped in bubble wrap. You could suffocate in bubble wrap. But what's that air element again? The very nature of God that these wing feathers are channeling toward us to the places we most need healing. What rests and rides on the breath of God that has the power to sustain and heal us in the recurring seasons of danger? The second part of the phrase we're focusing on today says, God's faithfulness is a protective shield. There's that word, faithfulness, or chesed, which is a Hebrew word that takes the ideals of loving kindness, of tender mercy, steadfast loyalty, of faithfulness and trustworthiness, and it wraps them all together in one. All feathers that display the protective, sheltering nature of our God, covered here in this moment, our spirits can breathe, knowing the healing power of God hovers over us the whole storm through. We are nested in the loving kindness, the tender mercy, steadfast loyalty, and trustworthiness of our God. That is what the season of Lent is really all about. A much-needed season of God's Spirit touching us, reviving and restoring and renewing our spirits. Biblical faith tells us this kind of renewal is not an easy, convenient gift. It is not an automatic next that comes just because the gates are opened in front of you. It is rather a mystery-shrouded gift of God that all creatures are invited to receive in deep cost. Lent is a season to enter into the gift of renewal and restoration, to be transformed and to be made ready to rejoice in resurrection's coming light. A very necessary part of this mystery-shrouded gift is a time of stillness, a time to mourn, a time to build up what has been torn down by life and the challenges of life. A time to encounter anew the steadfast mercy and grace of God's abiding love. The Lenten call today is to find a moment of quietness and listen. Maybe even catch the soft sound of a whispering of a feather. A feather of God's wing, gently spreading over you, channeling the breath of God to the place of needed healing in your life and soul. Listen. Listen to those sheltering wings and just rest beneath them. Listen. Listen and breathe. Listen to your breathing. Breathe in the healing, loving kindness and mercy of God, and breathe out a happy song of the psalmist that is for every season under the sun. You are my God, the one I trust. Amen.